Okay, Bez Hashem, today we're continuing in and finishing really the third parak of Maseches Pesachim, and Bez Hashem beginning the fourth parak of Maseches Pesachim. So in the last mission we were talking about a guy who is going to either do a mitzvah or to Dvar Rishus or for Piguach Nefesh, and then you remember that he has chametz back at home. Now we're going to talk about a case that's very similar, but it has nothing to do with chametz. It's about Kachim Kalim. Halacha is Kachim Kalim has to be only in Yerushalayim. If you took Kachim Kalim outside of Yerushalayim, it becomes puzzle. You got to bring it back into Yerushalayim and burn it. So the Mishnah talks about when do we require you to go back into Yerushalayim, when do we not? If a person left Yerushalayim and he realizes that he has Kodesh meat with him, so the halach is im avart Sofim, if he's already passed the place called Sofim, it was the name of an area which was the furthest point from Yerushalayim where you could still see the Beis HaMikdash, then you burn it where you are, because once you've gone that far, the Chum didn't require you to go back to Yerushalayim to burn the Kachim Kalim. But Vim Lav, but if you're not past Sofim yet, then Chozor V'Sorfo Lefnei Abira Me'atzei HaMe'aracha, then you got to go back to Yerushalayim and burn it in front of the Beis HaMikdash using the wood of the Ma'aracha. The Bira was a place in the Harabayas that they would use to burn Kachim there, or it might refer to the whole area of the Beis HaMikdash, including the Harabayas itself. So it's Machlokas Amoraim, what Bira means precisely, but the point is you go back to the Beis HaMikdash to burn it using the Atzei Ma'aracha. The truth is, you could burn it anywhere in Yerushalayim, but if you burn it at the Bira, then you're supposed to use the Atzei Ma'aracha. If you burn it elsewhere in Yerushalayim, then you could use your own, you should use your own wood. So the Mishnah means that if you were just visiting Yerushalayim and therefore you don't have any wood with you, so you can go to the Bira and they'll provide you with the Atzei Ma'aracha to burn the Kachim Kalim that you have. So even though the Mishnah, these two Mishnayos said that in certain situations you have to go back to destroy whatever you have, whether it be the Chametz or whether it be the Kachim Kalim, you don't have to go back unless there's a shear of the item that you have. Va'ad kamehin chozrin, how much Kachim Kalim or Chametz you have to have that you would go back for? Ramei Romer Zevezeh B'Kabetza, that in either case you go back for a sheer Kabetza. You don't have to go back unless the Chametz or the meat is at least the size of a Kabetza. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Zevezeh B'Kazayis, that in either case you go back for the size of a Kazayis. V'Chamim Omrim B'Sar Kodesh B'Kazayis V'Chametz B'Kabetza, that when it comes to B'Sar Kodesh the sheer is a Kazayis, when it comes to Chametz the sheer is a Kabetza, for how much you'd have to go back for. So three basic shitos in terms of how much of the stuff you have to have in order to require you to return to be able to burn it. Let's now begin the fourth parak of Maseches Pesachim. So we're going to talk about places that have divergent minhagim as far as malacha on Erev Pesach. Makom shnogu lasos malacha barvi Pesach mal chatzos. If you have a place where the people follow the minhag to work on Erev Pesach until chatzos, osin, so you do malacha. You can do malacha just like everybody else in that place. Makom shnogu shalo lasos, ein osin. If you're in a place where the minhag is not to do malacha, then you don't do malacha up until chatzos. Where it gets complicated is if you move from one place to another. So the Mishnah talks about, so what, you know, if you move permanently, nothing to talk about. So then you take on the practices of that place. But what if you only move temporarily? So holich makom shosin the makom sheinosin. If you go from a place where they do malacha to a place where they don't do malacha, of makom sheinosin the makom shosin, or vice versa, nosin of chumri makom sheyotzim isham v'chumri makom shahalach l'sham. Then you have to take upon yourself the chumras of both places. So in both of those cases, you're not supposed to do malacha before chatzos of that day. Meaning in the case where you went from a place where they do malacha to a place where they do not do malacha, you have to keep the local minug of where you are right now. And the case where you went from a place where they do not do malacha to a place where they do malacha, you have to keep your hometown minug, the place of the minug of the makom sheyatza misham. Va'al yishan adam b'nei machlokas. And that follows the basic rule that you shouldn't try to diverge too much from the community, because it's going to cause all sorts of machlokas between you and the other people, meaning you generally are bound by the minhagim of where you come from, but in order to prevent machlokas, you should follow the minhag of where you are. So if the local custom is not to work, so you should also not work, because if you were to work, it would cause machlokas. But if the local custom is to work, then you should not work. That's not going to cause any machlokas. No one's going to get upset at you for not doing malacha on Erev Pesach. So let's review what we learned today. Parakim Mishnah Ches, we said if someone is leaving Yerushalayim and he realizes that he has Kachim Kalim, so it depends how far out he is. If he's beyond Sofim, he could just burn it where he is. If he's not beyond Sofim, he goes back to the Beis HaMikdash and burns it there, or back to Yerushalayim and burns it there. How much Kachim Kalim or Chametz do you have to have with you in order to require you to go back to take care of it? So Rabbi Meir said a kibetza, Rabbi Yehuda said a kazayis, and the Chum said it depends. For kachim kalim, it's a kazayis, and for chametz, it's a kibetza. And then in Perek Dal in Mishnah Aleph, we learned that if you're in a place where the minig is to do malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, so then you could follow that minig. If the minig is not to do malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, follow that minig. And if you're going from one place to the other, you take the chumras of both places, and you shouldn't do differently than everybody else around you, because that would cause a sense of machlokas. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Beis.